Okay, let us look at Ashrei Ish Yisho Mitzvisecha. Beautiful expression. No, Ashrei Ish Yisho Mitzvisecha. It's a shame it's in Ezra, so no one has time to actually think about the words. And when you finish Shema, you sort of make a beeline to Shemay Nesrei, right? No, Ezra's is warp speed. Huh? Okay, so let's see. Ashrei Ish Yisho Mitzvisecha. Praiseworthy is the man who will listen to your mitzvahs. Like nema shoymeya ala mitzvahisecha ela yishma loshen osid. Right? Hakavana bali tshuva hamakablum lishmaya ala osid. This is praise for bali tshuva. Bali tshuva doesn't mean they grew up not shomer Shabbos. It means that they did things wrong and they want to fix it. I think when Kamara spoke, he said, why are you calling me about tshuva? I wasn't raised for him. Do I have to do tshuva? You guys have to do tshuva. That's what he said. Everybody's fault. Yes. It's for Shabbos inspired. Bar mitzvah. Okay. So why do I have to do tshuva? I don't have to do tshuva. So bar tshuva means, hopefully all of us, Ashrei Yish Sheyish Lal Mitzvah. Praiseworthy is someone who accepts on himself that he will listen to the mitzvahs. Praiseworthy is a man who does tshuva while he still has energy. He's somebody who still has energy. People on their deathbed do tshuva. Okay, you know, there's no kabbalah lasid. Everything's over. Do it while you have energy. It says in parentheses, who adin b'isha, just for our women's section. It's referring to men and women alike. Rashi says you have to jump and recognize God before old age. There's something to tshuva when they're weak. They have no kayach. And they have no energy to do bad anyway. So you see, it's the end of the road, so you might as well do tshuva there for me. But Gamal's in there, Hashem is mekabel too. True tshuva is when you have energy. Even though Hashem's mishpatim are, like we said last time, ad af seyoretz in all lengths of the world, even Rishoyim don't deserve to live. He says, wonder about it, somebody in his deathbed, what it means kabbalah ala osin. It's very hard to understand. Somebody who has no energy says, "Makabla Allah sin, not to sin." But what does that mean? If he would suddenly get better and have energy, the whole motivation for his doing tshuva would disappear. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, how that works. You heard me saying that first you have to yosem aliva, take it seriously, and then you can do the mitzvahs. It's true, however, there is a side that comes from the Balachinuch that if you wait until you feel it to do tshuva, you'll never get there. You gotta jump in. Rabbi Miller said this. You gotta jump in. You gotta pretend that you're behaving. That's what he said, say, I'm a masmid. Say, I'm a tzaddik. Say it. Eventually, you'll get to do it. So, he said, that's what he said, I remember hearing this from him, on a tape. I never heard a live shiur from him. I heard this spade, but I never heard a shiur. He said, when he was in the Chabur in Slabotka, in the Vad, every month they chose a mita to work on. He said, I was a little boy, I just listened. So they were talking about what to work on. How old was he? Yeah. 25. So I don't know how little boy he is. I mean, anyway, he said he was quiet, and they were talking about what to do, and they decided they're going to work on MS. That month they're going to work on MS. So he said there was an old Musanik there. And he got up, he said, MS, feh, let's use Sheker. Let's work this month by using Sheker to serve Hashem. We're going to go around saying, Sheker, we're going to go around saying, we're eating the Shem Shemayim. We're going to go around saying, we're getting up early tomorrow. We're going to wake up saying, we're going to learn all night. Just keep on saying it. If you say it enough, you'll work on it and something might come from it. Remember anything like that? So we're, use Sheker to serve Hashem. So it was very... So anyway, that you said is you said the chinuch, that you got to do first and feel later. Now you got to get to the point where you want to do. It doesn't come by itself. But do, and then you'll experience. So wait for the feeling to get a hold of them. So, you know, it's too much Yetzirah. Then what? Just do.
Do.
Put on tefillin. You'll be Megaya someday. In the meantime, put on tefillin. Yeah. It's good. So we say Rascha Dvarcha Yisem Alibay L'chare Tumua Man Yichlal B'Dvarcha. We say Rascha, we understand your Torah. What's with Dvarcha? Man Yichlal B'Dvarcha She'ene B'chal Tei Rascha Ha'im Medabra HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Yadav Chus Medivari Torah. Are there Dibor of Hashem, the words of Hashem that are not included in Torah? What's Dvarcha referring to? Yishleimer Apima Shemetzinu B'parsha Shmini, Shemesu Nodav Aviyu. Vayayimim Vayishu, Hu Ashadibar Hashem Leima B'Kroi Vaya Kodesh. Hashem had spoken that through my holy ones I will be, through my close ones I will be seen as holy. Hiru Arishayim Hechan Dibar, Ayin Shabarashi. V'tiritza Ramban. Zel Hashem, L'dayti B'derech HaPshat Ein Tzorech L'chozeh, Ki Devar Hashem G'zei Roysav U'machshavosai the Indian Derachav. Now we have to explain that. He says there's what Hashem commanded, the Beferish in the Torah, and then there are the Darchei Hashem. B'cholam k'sheveres olav gezeira v'kaira isei roach hasushal. Something that happens in his olam hazeh experience is sarach l'dash shudvar Hashem b'miyuchad elav. And you should know that when God does things to a person, God is talking to him. V'asher yo'isha teirasacha kipshutai. They keeps the Torah, the Gam Devaracha, which is like Zeru Samuris, Vaharpatiki. Harpatiki means the seeming happenstance. The Odua Leida, pass over him. Yosef Aliba, Lehitim Baisav, Yosef Salidei Zeberi Chadasha. When things happen, to recognize that you become a Beri Chadasha. One of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov was, the Todas Yaakov Yosef, I think it's called, right? Talis Yaakov Yosef was the first person who wrote the Baal Shem Tov's Torah, I think the first. So who was Yaakov Yosef? Yaakov Yosef was a businessman, an intelligent man. He heard about the Baal Shem Tov and he figured he'll go see what it's all about. Everyone, they say everyone's a mistake, because everyone was a mistake. So he went to visit the Baal Shem Tov. So he was visiting him in his home. The Baal Shem Tov was telling him about Hasidus. Then, talk to him about Hasidus. So somebody knocked on the door. It was a guy going door to door. He came in. He said, "I'm a handyman. Do you have anything for me to fix? Anything need fixing here?" So Baal Shem said, no, we don't need anything fixed." So the handyman says, "I know you need something fixed. I know you need something fixed." And he walked away. So he said, "I know you need something. You're just saying it." That's what he said. So Baal Shem turned to him and he said, "You see, God sent this guy for you to tell you, you need something fixed. You should become a chassid." That's ridiculous. A guy knocks on the door, yeah, he says it's ridiculous. So Rabbi Hashem Tov said, "No, you know it, you could do it, you're just being lazy." He walked out. So he went outside. And when he went outside, he says there was a guy with a cart of apples rolling down the street, and the cart hit a pothole and it spilled, the apples are all over the place. So the guy turns to him and he says, "Help me pick up the apples." He said, I can't, I don't have time. He says to him, "I know you could, you're just being lazy, I'm telling you, you could." The same things about Shem Tov told. So from that story, he became Nebuchadnezzar Chassid, which I tell you. Two guys they had to send to make him into a Chassid. Yeah. So anyway, that's Devarcha Yosem Alibay, that's what he's saying. Rabbi Chanan has an interesting piece in not in a Musa Sefer. He has a conscious divrei Sefer. He has a conscious about how the commands of the Torah work. Rabbi Chanan says that, based on a pasuk of Yirmiyah, that in Yirmiyah we find that a non-Jewish king sacrificed his son to God. He brought his son and it was makrif him, so to speak, to God. So Yirmiyah calls it Ashaloi Tzivisi, name of God. What he did, I never command, Ashaloi Tzivisi, V'loi Dibarti, V'loi Osa Alibi. He says, I never commanded people to sacrifice their kids, I never spoke about it, V'loi Osa Alibi, and God says he never thought about it. So Rabbi Chanan says, what does that mean? Ashaloi Tzivisi are the mitzvahs. Ashaloi Dibarti are what Hashem told the Navi. V'loi Osa Alibi, he says, there are things that are not commanded, not said to a Navi, but that a person understands is also alibi. He refers specifically to Midas Tavis. For example, I think he brings this example. Avimelech and Avram, they made a shvua, a bris, and they swore. So the question is, what does swearing help? And they nayach not mechub, pashas not mitzvah in shvua. So what does that help Avram and Avimelech? I mean, they swear to me, so he swears. What does that help? It's not what a shem mitzvah for nayach. So he says, that's also alibi. Also alibi is, even if you're not commanded to keep your word, if you make a shvuah to do something, you understand that's all salibi, that's the Ratzon Hashem. See, there are certain things that are Ratzon Hashem, and it's very hard sometimes to put your finger on it, but whatever it might be, it's Ratzon Hashem, that's, so sorry, say Ratzon Hashem, Yosem Alibi. Interesting. It's also Torah, Dibur, and Leiv. Right? Ashley Tzivisi, Vlai Dibarati, Vlai Al Salibi. Interesting. We say it's Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the master to your nation. In normal times, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the master of controller of the fate of Klal Yisrael, even though there are times that the Mitzias Hashem is not felt, Hashem doesn't reveal himself. He allows nature to proceed. Abizman, Hashes Vasheva, Ribu Muhammad, Pitsaras Khasushalam, Ozakalashmohu, Melakibala, Riv Rivam, Nireu Ayim Baayim, Shinokhul Mutavisamik, Mashwinu Nisei Mechanaka. So normally it's Odin La Mecha, Hashem is hidden, and Melakibala Riv Rivam, on the rare occasions like Hanukkah where Hashem reveals himself. Now here I have to tell you something fascinating. Maybe I mentioned this, I don't remember. On Shavuos by night, the first thing, or the second thing I spoke about Shavuos by night, is I went through my old rule that the word hine means surprise. I mentioned many, many times. And what I did is, I prepared a chumash, and I put in clips or post-its, and I went through the hine's in Bereishis to show, one after the other, that hine is a surprise. In other words, v'hiba baiker v'hine hileya. You know, Yaakov thinks he married Rachel in the morning, surprise, it's someone else. Or vihine tumen bebitna. She gives birth, and surprise, you have twins. You don't expect to have twins. Vihine tumen bebitna. So vihine means surprise. So after everything, someone came to me. He said, what do you do with hine lo yonu v'lo yishon shem Yisrael? That's not a surprise. You know, lo yishon shem Yisrael. So I don't know, I can't. It's everyone, you know, like he stumped me. On Shavuos, I'm looking in Rav Schwab's Sefer on Chumash and Parshas Parloischa. Normally, I think Shavuos is before Nasai. Last year was late. I think it was right after Shabbos Nasai. It was the week of Parloischa. So I open up Rav Schwab Parloischa, and he writes the following. He writes in Parloischa, in general, it's a beautiful piece about how a person could see Hashem as Melech Ha'olam, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, the Melech of the world. And he says, on Rosh Hashanah, what's tamluchuni aleichem? Rosh Hashanah, say malachu tamluchuchem. Yes, we do 100 brachas a day. We say melech ha'olam. We always say God is the king. What's different on Rosh Hashanah? He says, no. There's melech ha'olam, and then there's melech on you. It's easier to say, God is the king of the world. See all the stars, see the sun, see the moon, that's God. But when you are going through something, to see, to mount the Hashem on you, shetamluchuni aleichem, that's what he says. For example, he says that things happen in life, and you don't understand, where's the Rabbi Nishalayim? Where is he? So therefore the Pasuk says, hine lo yonu v'lo yishon shem Yisrael, surprise. Even when you think God is not listening, hine, surprise, lo yonu v'lo yishon shem Yisrael, even then, God is not sleeping, God is watching you. So, punkta, mamishan, on Shavuos, I bumped into the answer. Beautiful pshat. Hine, lo yonu v'lo yishon shem Yisrael. Surprise. Okay. Va'akshav maschilen chelek habracha shu kiyam mitzvah sasei day raisa. Shalmatiski yam tzisam yasei okay mechayach. This is important. Because I've told you in the past that, when you say Shema, and you get to Ani Hashem Elokecha, and it says, Yashem Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyaz Lachem Lelekim, you should have a mind to Mekayin Mitzvah Deraisa of remembering it's Yashem Mitzrayim. What happens if you messed up? Say Hashem Elokecha, and say, Oy vey, I forgot to have Kavana. So you get a second chance. In Ezra Saviseinu, you come to the section that talks about Mitzrayim Galtanu. We mention again Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you have again the opportunity to be Mekayim de Mitzvah. As he says, Matiske Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, Ubiru Chazal, Sha'efi Kiyam Ha'idei Amim is Parshas Tzitzis, U Birchis Emes V'yatziv, Umagdim and Leimer, we first say, Emes HaTohu Rishayin Vatu Hachrayin, Hashem, your first and eternal, HaKavanu Hinei Yishnei Zmani Geula, Echadu HaGeula Rishayin, it's Yis Mitzrayim, one is the Rishayin Geula, V'Sheni Geula Hachrayin, Hashem HaYisa Mashiach, and Leimer, Emes, Sha'atu Melech Gibala Riv Rivam, Bein Begula Rishayin, Atu Rishin, when they went out of Mitzrayim, we went out of Mitzrayim. Ubein begul achrayinu, asid alav imher v'yameinu, atu achrayin. Ubein elu shtei agulois, between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mashiach, oivrois kol todois am Yisrael, the long history of the Jewish people, ba'isit kufish obein agulois, we say, mi baladecha in lanu melech, sha'av sha'beriya shitchis. Even though at first glance, nira kilu masar yisaru kashbarchu b'yakoy chazarim, was like the Jews are thrown to the foreign powers. Be'emes, hine, surprise, be'emes hu ha'melech shalonu b'chaleis, bo'ina v'aldecha ein lanu melech. Alright, so we'll pick up on this, God willing, Thursday night, from Goyal, from the Yerukulah.